As you know that we were talking about last Sunday, those people, blessed people, those who will be given their book of deeds, the record of their deeds in their right hand, so how much happy they will be. And they will start calling everyone to come closer and look at their book. So they will show their happiness, and then there will be a good news given to them that now you live in a life that is very pleasing life. So we started from that. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ فَهُوَ هُوَ means he, that person, in each and every individual who will receive the book in his right hand, he will be in the life, Aisha. Aisha means life. And whenever you pronounce this word or any other word with the Ain, the letter Ain, we should try to pronounce Ain. It's a guttural letter. It should not be resembling to Hamza sound. Not Isha, but Aisha. Aisha. So he'll be in the life, Radia, that is very pleasing life. That person will be very much happy with that life. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ. And he will be living in the Jannah, that is like a garden, on this located on the high place. عَالِيَةٍ, it means high and lofty. This is a description of the best garden. Especially Arab people, they like that type of garden that is located on the high place. فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ. قُطُوف means clusters, cluster of the fruits. But the another blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be that the fruits will be within reach. Dania means they will be very close. So basically, or the literally meaning of Dania, close. And he do not think that if the garden will be in the high place, so it will be difficult to take the fruit from those high trees and high place. No. This is the contrast, that the garden itself is in the high place, but the fruits, they will be very close. قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةً. Easily, people, they can take the fruits from those trees. قُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا. And it will be said to those people, now, eat and drink. قُلُوا means eat, وَشْرَبُوا and drink. هَنِيْأَمْ. هَنِيْأَمْ means happily, with the content of your heart. Satisfy yourself. Yani, there is no limit. If the food of the Jannah is not limited food, that you started eating and you will be stopped. No, you cannot take that much. Also, another meaning of Hani'an is that it will not be in any way harmful. What happens that we have so many ni'mat, blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world also. You know, when you go to a buffet system, it's a delicious food and several dishes are there, and you keep eating. So ultimately that excessiveness can be harmful, right? But this will not be the quality of the food of the Jannah. No matter how much you will eat, it will not be bothering. So this is also the meaning of honey. Yes. So you will all be always will be happy with that honey. In other places of the Quran, especially when it comes to Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them in the beginning that you both now live in the Jannah and eat and drink ragadan. There is a word ragadan, right? So ragadan means also as much as you can eat. There is no limit on that. Hani'am bima aslaftum fil ayyamil khaliyah. And why are you getting this hospitality? So many ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you already have done very good life. You had a very good life, you have done a good deeds. In those days they are gone by. Bima aslaftum means that you have already spent. Aslafa yuslifu means something that it was in the past. Because in the past, while you were in this world, you have done all the good deeds. Fil ayyamil khaliya, in those days, and in the days of the dunya, in this world, al khaliya, they are gone by.
The word is slaf, like your ancestors. Is that same or different?
It has a connection with that meaning, but the first of all, the pronunciation of when it comes to the ancestors, aslaf. Aslaf, and that is the plural of salaf. So aslaf or salaf, they ancestors, they are also called because they were in the past. They are our past, so that's why they are called aslaf.
What is the meaning of bima?
Whatever, because of what you have done. So ma means what? Yeah, remember this word ma. It's a very small word, just two letters, mim and alif. But it has several meanings.
It comes so many times.
So many times, yes. It is frequently used. One ma is called ma nafiyah in Arabic. Negation. So many times you have the meaning of ma, it's like no. Just like la and ma, no. No, I didn't do that. I didn't go there. So ma zahabtu. That's called nafiyah. This is called ma mausula. Ma mausula means when you translate anything, whatever you have did, that is called ma.
Is it when it has another word attached to it?
No. It is because of the context. It depends on the context that you will translate it as ma nafiya or ma mausura. Sometimes, yet, the word ma, it comes for the question. It's a question mark also, right? Ma ismuk, what's your name? What is this?
Ma hada,
right. So that comes for the question. That is called ma istifhamiya. So at least three uses: ma nafiya, ma mausura, ma istifhamiya. So bima aslaftum fil ayyamil khaliya. Wa amma man utiya kitabahu bishimali. Allah. Now the other scenario: the other people who will be given their records of their deeds in their left hand. So amma means as far as, the one who, man means who, utiya will be given, you know, like you say atu zakah, at to give. So utiya will be given, it's a madi majhul. Kitabahu, his book of deeds, bishimalihi, in his left hand. فَيَقُولُ, that person will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي, woe to me, destruction to me, لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَا, I wish I should not be given my book. لَمْ أُوتَ, I should not be given. So أُوتَ is also like أُوتِيَا. كِتَابِيَا, my book. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَا, and I wish I should not know my accounts. So lam adri means I should not know. Adra yadri, dirayat from diraya. Ma hisabiya, what is my hisab, what is my account? Ya laytaha kanatil qadiya. Again, laita, ya laita, I wish. You know, these non-believers and all those people who will be given in the left hand, they also wish that the death, the moment when they died already in this world, that should be the end of everything. There should be no second life. There should be no resurrection. There should be no day of judgment. Ya laytaha kanatil qadiya, I wish that my death of in the world, that should be it. Karanatil qadiya. Qadi, like the one who makes the decision, that should be decisive.
So what is Qanatul Qadiyah means then?
Qanatul Qadiyah, that it should decide the matter, it should be the
final.
Final. End of my everything.
Yeah, Imam, Ma Hisabiya, that Ma is also Ma Mausul?
Yeah, Ma Mausula. Whatever is my.
In my book.
In my book. Now, this. Coming ma in ma aghna anni, here ma is nafya, is for negation. So now you can see both of the uses, right?
What was the meaning of kanat?
Kanat means that was. Kana comes for the past. So kanatil qadiya, it should be final or end. It was, like it was end. So kanat over here you can translate as was. Okay. Ma aghna anni maliya. My mal, my wealth, my money, my property, assets, everything. They did not avail anything to me. Today, no matter how much rich I was in the world, in the life of that world, and I did not pay attention, I did not spend that mal into the right way. So today that mal is not giving any benefit to me. Ma aghna, it did not avail anni to me, maliya, my mal. Halaka anni sultaniya. Sultan, it, the meaning of sultan is power, like you know, all the kings, they are also called sultan because they have authority, they have power. So those people who had the power, leadership and power in this world, they say that my power also is gone. Halaka, it is gone. So halaka over here, the meaning of that, zahaba, like gone away. Anni, from me, sultaniya, my authority, my power. And some mufassireen, they have translated sultan over here also as my argument. Through the argument, people, they want to win. Like if you are in debate with someone, you are trying to convince that there will be the day of judgment, there will be the day of resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring us back to the next life, He will give us to the second life, and they kept, no, what are you talking about? It is impossible. How it could be, you know? So, He is countering our arguments. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing that on that day, that person will say, my all arguments are gone. I used to win through those arguments. I used to keep other people quiet. But today, there is nothing. Halaka anni sultaniya. Allahu Akbar. So, any other word, yes?
Adri.
Adri means to know. Like, you know, the word arif in Arabic, arafa yarifu means to know. Same meaning of adri. There are the words in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when every person who will be buried in the grave, and the angels, the two malaika, when they come to that person and ask him questions, so a mu'min person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bless that person, so he is able to answer those questions. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include all of us, inshallah. But those who had the rebellious life, they are not able to answer any question. And what they say in the response? La adri. La adri. La adri. I don't know. So la adri means I don't know. same lam adri. I wish I should not know.